Ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi will be facing trial early next month. The state news agency MENA announced that Morsi will be tried along with 14 other Muslim Brotherhood members for their alleged involvement in the violent events of where Brotherhood supporters clashed with opposition protesters. The news of Morsi's trial comes days after the state's commissioner's authority advised the government on dissolving the Muslim Brotherhood's political wing, the Freedom and Justice Party. The recommendation yet is not binding, but the members of the Muslim Brotherhood are expecting that a decision will be made soon to ban the party.
An entity that has existed for 80 years or more and that has been subjected to bans, legal bans, and even sometimes de facto bans, and managed to survive. The effect of such a decision by the cabinet, by the Egyptian cabinet, will drive this society underground.
The Muslim Brotherhood has been facing a crackdown since the removal of President Morsi by the armed forces on July 3rd. Since then, a series of deadly clashes between Morsi protesters and security forces has left scores killed and wounded. A large number of officials from the organization have also been arrested on charges relating to violence. Earlier, a Cairo court ordered the Muslim Brotherhood's license to function as an NGO be revoked and assets seized. The court order has made it easier to persecute any member of the group on the basis of link to a banned organization. Amid the trial announcement and the continued crackdown of Muslim Brotherhood protesters, the military-backed leadership seems to be going after the Brotherhood with all its means, whether it's the judiciary or security forces, reminding of policies of the former Mubarak regime. Karim Gomeruddin, Press TV, Cairo.